Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building what I call a tape dust shuffle blueprint inside Ableton Live 12, aimed squarely at jungle and old school DNB roller energy. The idea is simple, but the effect is huge. We want drums that feel worn in, alive, and slightly imperfect, while still landing clean in a modern mix. This is not just about swing, it's about momentum. That forward-leaning, hypnotic push that makes a roller keep moving without sounding stiff, over-edited, or fake. In drum and bass, the drums are the engine. Before the bass line really tells the story, the groove already has to speak. And if the drums feel right, the whole track instantly has identity. We're going to use stock Ableton Live 12 tools to shape a tight break, ghost note movement, tape style softening, drum bus glue, and arrangement phrasing that supports DJ-friendly roller energy. So think classic jungle attitude, but with enough control to hold up in a modern club mix. Let's get into it. Start by setting the tempo around 172 BPM. That sits in a really useful zone for roller and jungle flavored DNB. If you want things a little heavier or darker, you can live anywhere between 170 and 174, but 172 is a solid starting point. Create your basic project layout first. One group for breaks, one group for program drum layers. And if you want to keep things flexible later, a return track for ambience or delay. Don't overbuild yet. The whole point here is to establish the core feel before you start decorating it. Now drag in a classic break or a break phrase of your own. If it's a longer loop, you can slice it into a drum rack or just keep it as audio for now. What matters is that the source already has movement. You want a break with natural bounce, some mid-range texture, and a bit of attitude. That character is the heart of the tape dust sound. If the break is already lining up nicely, don't warp it aggressively. Minimal warping is often the best choice. If you do need to stretch it, use Complex Pro for full loops or beats for more transient heavy material. But be careful. If you overstretch the break, it starts to smear and lose that classic punch. Do a little cleanup, but only where it matters. Trim ugly tail noise. Isolate a strong kick and snare pocket if needed. Leave some room for ghost notes and hats. If the break is too sharp on top, use EQ8 and gently ease off some harshness around 7 to 10 kHE. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 HC can help. The goal is not to make it pristine. The goal is to preserve the dust while removing the stuff that gets in the way. Now let's build the backbone underneath it. Add a programmed kick and snare layer to reinforce the break. This is important. Reinforce the break. Don't replace it. For the kick, use a short, punchy sample. Tune it so it works with your bass root, and keep the decay tight so it doesn't fight the sub. For the snare, layer body and snap. A rounder snare underneath. A sharper snare or clap on top. You want it to snap cleanly on 2 and 4, while still letting the break's own accents move around it. A good processing chain here might be saturator first, with drive somewhere around 1 to 4 dB and soft clip on if needed. Then drum bus for a little extra weight and glue. Then EQ8 if you need to remove low rumble below 30 to 40 HC from the drum layer. Keep this layer controlled. It should lock the roller in place, not flatten the break's personality. Now we get to the key part. The shuffle blueprint. This is where the groove really becomes alive. The shuffle comes from how you place hats, ghost snare taps, and little percussion events around the grid. In Ableton Live 12, you can use the groove pool with a swing groove, or you can manually nudge notes slightly late. A good starting point is around 20 to 45% groove amount, but don't swing everything the same way. Keep the kick mostly tight. Let hats, percussion, and ghost notes move more freely. Add closed hats on offbeats. Add faint ghost snare taps just before or just after the main snare. Add a muted rim, click, or Foley tick on the offbeat counts. The kick should anchor the phrase, the snare should stay solid, and the tiny extra hits should lead into the main hits by a 16th or even 32nd note. That little push-pull is what creates the feeling of speed without needing to fill every gap with noise. Velocity matters a lot here. Ghost notes should usually sit very low, maybe around 15 to 45 velocity, while your primary accents should stay much higher. Think of velocity as arrangement, not just dynamics. If you slightly raise the ghost notes in the second half of an 8-bar phrase, it can feel like the loop is waking up without actually adding more notes. That's a really useful trick. A big part of the tape dust character is softening. We want the drums to feel like they've come through a worn recording chain. On the drum group, try a simple chain like EQ8. Saturator, drum bus, and then glue compressor if you need extra cohesion. On saturator, try soft clip-on with a drive of about 2 to 6 dB. On drum bus, Keep the drive low to moderate. You can even back off the transients a little if the brake feels too sharp. On glue compressor, start with a 2:1 or 4:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. You want the drums to breathe together, not get crushed. If you want a bit more dust, use Redux very lightly on a parallel return or duplicate drum bus. Just a touch of bit reduction, a modest sample rate reduction, and blend it in quietly. You're aiming for grain, not aliasing chaos. Another nice move is narrowing the stereo image slightly on the drum bus in denser sections, just enough to make the drums feel focused and a little more tape-like. Once the individual parts feel good, shape the whole drum bus as one unit. Group the brake, the program drums, and any extra percussion together. Use glue compressor for cohesion, drum bus for weight and harmonic glue, and EQ8 to clean up buildup. If the hats are poking out too much, shave a little transient. If the brake and snare are muddy together, trim the low mid area a bit, and watch the low end carefully. A DNB roller needs room for the bass line. This is where mono discipline matters. Keep the sub mono. Keep the drum bus checked in mono. Use utility to make sure the groove doesn't fall apart when the width disappears. If the track only feels good in stereo, that's a warning sign. The lower end especially needs to stay locked and solid. Now let's talk about the bass relationship, because even though this is a drum lesson, the groove only works if the bass leaves space for it. Build the bass line around the drum phrasing, not the other way around. In a roller, that usually means a sustained sub on the main downbeats, a restrained res or mid-bass layer, and call and response phrasing that doesn't crowd the snare. If the bass line gets too busy, the shuffle loses its identity. Leave space around the 2 and 4. Let the drums breathe. A simple arrangement approach could be bars 1 to 8, a restrained groove with filtered bass. Bars 9 to 16, a fuller roller phrase with a bit more break detail and hat motion. Then in the drop section, keep the snare stable and let the micro edits evolve every 4 bars. The best roller grooves evolve in small increments. They don't need constant dramatic changes. Use automation on things like drum bus filter cutoff, reverb send on select fills, saturation drive in transition bars, or hat level and percussion delay for a bit of lift. A tiny open up over 8 bars can be enough to create a real sense of progression. A good example: open a low pass filter a little over the 8 bars before a drop. Increase saturator drive by 1 to 2 dB in the last 2 bars before a section change. Add a tiny reverb send to a ghost hit at the end of every 8th bar, or mute one layer for a bar. Then bring it back in stronger. That kind of phrasing keeps the loop alive without destroying the trance. You can also think about the arrangement like a DJ mix. Make the intro clear and mix-friendly. Let the first 16 bars establish the drum identity. Bring in more distinctive edits later once the DJ has had time to blend. If you want a stronger impact, strip the kick for 1 bar before the return. That 1 bar absence can make the next downbeat feel huge. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overswing everything. Keep the kick and snare tighter, and let the hats and ghost notes carry most of the shuffle. Second, don't use a break that's too bright and harsh on top unless you're planning to darken it. Third, don't let the program drums fight the sampled break. Reinforce it. Don't duplicate every transient. Fourth, don't overdo saturation. If the drum bus gets too crushed, the punch disappears. Fifth, keep the bass out of the drum's way. Sixth, always check mono. And seventh, make sure the phrase changes at least a little every 4 or 8 bars. For darker or heavier DNB, you can push this blueprint further. Try layering a darker break with a synthetic snare underneath. Add a parallel dirt layer, lightly crushed, and blend it under the main drums. Use very short ghost snare echoes for haunted movement. Push a res or mid-bass call and response against the drums, but duck it slightly around snare hits. And if the mix feels too aggressive, a subtle dip around 2 to 4 kHz can actually make the whole track feel heavier. If you want extra old-school jungle pressure, briefly strip the kick out and let the break and snare carry the bar before the full pattern returns. If you want a bit more neuro edge, tighten the transient layer while keeping the swing and grit underneath. That's a really nice hybrid zone. Here's a quick practice routine you can try right away. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Load one break loop and make it groove on its own. Add a kick and snare layer that support the break without overpowering it. Add 2 hat lanes. One stable, one with sparse ghost note motion. Apply swing from the groove pool around 30% to the hats and ghost notes only. Put saturator and drum bus on the drum group with subtle settings. Build a 4-bar phrase where bar 4 has one small fill or dropout. Duplicate that into 16 bars, and change only one detail every 8 bars. Check mono, trim any harshness or mod. Then bounce the loop and listen for whether it keeps moving even when nothing dramatic is happening. That's the test. If it still feels hypnotic and slightly dusty at low volume, you're in the zone. So the big takeaway is this. The Tape Dust Shuffle Blueprint is about making DNB drums feel alive, worn, and momentum-driven. Start with a characterful break. Reinforce it with a tight kick and snare backbone. Use micro-timing and groove on hats and ghost notes. Add subtle saturation, compression, and transient softening. Keep the bassline out of the drum's way. And evolve the pattern in small 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. In drum and bass, the groove is the hook. If the drums roll forward with texture and control, the whole track gains identity fast. That's the vibe. That's the blueprint. Now go build it, and let the dust work for you.